Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk 2 Self-Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojapa Maria and Saroma. After the breakdowns and breakups of the mind-blowing year of 2020, humanity is now primed for a year of mind-blowing breakthroughs. 2021 is a water year, according to the elemental wisdom that I keep from the Dagra tribe of Burkina Faso, West Africa. It's also the year of the metal ox, according to Chinese astrology. And it's the first year of consciously living in the age of Aquarius. Yeah. So through three live broadcasts and accompanying videos, I'm going to share spiritual wisdom and shamanic insights with my annual New Year's message for 2021, entering 2021, and tonight I start with a water year. But first, just as a reminder, when I am broadcasting live, you can listen through this phone number. It's area code 563-999-3089. Again, that's 563-999-3089. I will upload a video of this broadcast on Tuesday to my YouTube channel. I will do it in two parts. I've learned that 15-minute time span is what works better than 30. So it'll be in two parts. And that channel, again, is Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. Now, you can ask questions or leave comments first on my Facebook page, which is Wisdom Walk Radio. You can also join my Facebook group called Wisdom Walk Supporters, and you can leave it on my website at www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com or in the comments section below the video if you are watching it in this format. But now I wish you a very happy new year and invite you to sit or lay back and join me for an exploration of the inner landscape where we can connect to the soul and this true treasure of being human. Wow, wow, we made it. Congratulations to everyone listening or watching. You made it through 2020, and that is a major, major goal. So many people did not, and I'm opening up tonight honoring the ancestors with the newest ancestor for me, who is my beloved adopted mama, Miss Sarah. Yeah. You know, Sarah was so important in my life. She really was my greatest cheerleader in regards to my work, both in writing the book and in doing these live broadcasts. And she didn't miss a Sunday. You know, I've been working virtually now for about 7 years, and to know that there was one person every week always listening, it really helped. It really made a difference. And, you know, she gifted me with so much, first by sharing her home and her life with me, her stories with me, but she also shared her family with me, which is just wonderful because my family's all back on the East Coast and in the Midwest, and so to be out here in the West Coast and actually have family, people who really, really love you, is wonderful. So I'm going to give a quick shout-out to my West Coast brother, Richard, and my West Coast sister, Gail, and thank them for all of the love, support, trust, generosity, and just being who they are in my life. I am just forever, forever grateful. So I'm going to ask you all to identify and think about the ancestors in your lives, especially if you have people who left out here in 2020, because we're going to honor them. We're going to invoke them and ask them for guidance. That's the best way to honor your ancestors, to really get that when our spirits leave our bodies, we go back to a state, into a dimension where we now are ready to share what we have learned and to make an impact on those still coursing through the earth plane. So think about someone that you love and miss. They don't have to be blood related. I know I'm still grieving Chadwick Boseman, and, but think about those persons and join me as I invoke them in an honoring of their presence in our lives. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is, thank you, thank you, thank you for your blessing and mercy in our lives and for yet another opportunity to honor the ancestors. Creator, we love these great emissaries of yours, those who can speak your language in a way that we cannot at this time. And so we ask and thank you for giving us this connection to them. And to you, ancestors, 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 we call out to you, we invoke you, and we ask and thank you to be our guides as we continue to navigate through this tumultuous and transformative time of stepping into a new age, into a new world. And so we ask you for the love, the support, the guidance, the wisdom, and the unconditional compassion as we are doing our work. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being a part of our existence. Creator, thank you for these emissaries again. In the name of all that is holy, I say amen, ashe, aho, asa, shinga, bismillah. So it is. Shay. So let me give you some of the elemental wisdom for the week, because New Year's Day was on a Friday. And so now Friday begins what I call the elemental week, the energies of the Dagra medicine wheel for that week. And so we start out always, of course, on the first. And so we have a water week in a water year, in a water month, because January is a water month. And so here's the opportunity and the distractions for this week for you. First of all, it's all about releasing what can no longer support your journey. So in alignment with a water month and a water year. It's about calling upon the power of love and the element of water to enable you to peacefully and gently bid farewell to the people, places, or things that once sustained you. Experience gratitude, for these were essential contributions you received to your healing and your growth. But now you've outgrown their energy, and it's time to make room for the new energy that's about to show up for you. Embrace vulnerability. Embrace the unknown. Say yes. Yeah. So here are distractions, things to avoid. Be on the lookout for, because they'll try to pull you off track from doing this grief work. Number one is the fear of loss. Number two is the fear of the unknown. Number three is needing to know or explain outcomes that have yet to be lived. And last but not least, holding on out of false obligation and false guilt. None of that will support you in releasing what can no longer support your journey. Now, next Friday on the Earth, on the 8th, we begin a Nature Week, time to courageously welcome change. And I'll remind you all about that in the next broadcast and video. Now, astrologically, and there's going to be some big astrological information I'll share with you next week. But I wanted to focus on just what's happening at the beginning of January, because it's really cool. And it is that we have two grand trines. Now, trine in astrology is a good lining up of planets. This is like what you want. This is what you hope for and wish for. And the grand one is that it's got, three really powerful planets that are all coming together in this formation. Also, a trine, you can think about it astrologically as things are lined up. Things are in alignment. And I think that's really important for us to be conscious of right now. So I get this information from Narayana Mantufar, and she's on astrology.com, and she did this article about the astrology for this week, and she says, that despite the battle between Saturn and Aquarius and Uranus and Taurus, which I'll definitely give you more information about next week, we have two beautiful grand trines inundate our skies at this opening of 2021. So on January 2nd, which was yesterday, we had a grand fire trine in Venus in Sagittarius and Mars in Aries under a festive Leo moon. Yeah, it was a really gorgeous moon. Gorgeous moon in December. She says this is arguably the best possible energy to begin a new chapter, as it helps us feel full of life and enthusiasm. Sparking withivity, today is better spent brainstorming and getting the creative juices flowing. So a good time for us to open up to something new and being creative. Now, by January the 9th, right before next Sunday, we have the second grand trine with the moon in Virgo forming that with the sun in Capricorn and Uranus in Taurus. And she says, on this day, focus on creating a solid 12-month plan for your goals, as this earthly energy is ideal for laying the foundation of something that is strong and long-lasting. Yeah. And I encourage everyone, anyway, to take a time to do some setting of your annual commitments and setting your intentions. What is it that you want to experience? And what are you willing to do to experience that in 2021? Yeah. As a reminder, on Thursday, January 22nd, we will have Earth Day, because I have proclaimed that every month we need to take out time to honor the Earth, not just once a year. Again, I encourage you to go to their website for Earth Day. It's www.earthday.org. Look at today's action, and you'll get some good information about how we can make this planet habitable for the seven generations that will be coming after us. And we need to stay very mindful of that, especially this year. So here's my overview for what I want to share with you in regards to the water year. I'm first going to do a quick and a brief overview about the Dagger of Medicine Wheel for those of you who may not be familiar with it, or my book and the Elemental Wisdom. Then I will give you the 2021 Elemental Focus, which is about grief, love, and reconciliation. And then last but not least, I'll leave you with a personal awareness and growth opportunity. My opening quote for this week comes from my teacher, Maladoma Patrice Somme, in his wonderful, wonderful book called The Healing Wisdom of Africa. And he says, water encourages a positive slowdown that permits one to notice things that are usually overlooked at high speed. And for this reason, water is associated with focus. Water seeks to cleanse, reconcile, and balance that which is in agitation, emotional disorder, and self-danger. Ashe. Yeah, very wonderful. So, elemental wisdom and what that's about for understanding the energetic of this year, of 2021. You know, today we use the phrase finding your spiritual path, but to indigenous people like the Dagara, being alive means walking a spiritual path. And you also get, from an indigenous perspective, that you're not separated from the elements of the earth. And the basic elements that they deal with are fire, water, earth itself, minerals, and the combination of all four of those is what creates the energetic force of nature. And nature includes, but is not limited to, plants, animals, and humans, because nature is really the force for life, the force for change and growth and evolution. So the Dagger have a medicine wheel that honors the universal elements of those five elements. And because these elements are their cosmogony, they're part of their creation story, they're part of their origins, so they receive elder guidance, yeah, from each of the elements as they're navigating through what they understand, and we all should, to be the paradoxical complexity of life on Earth. So we can use them to find our way when there is no way, or we can't imagine there being a way. So the elements become these tools, they become these guides, and there are characteristics associated with each of the five elements. And for water, it is this notion of cleansing, reconcile, peacemaking. It's also associated with the emotional part of who we are. It's that flow. And so our elemental focus for 2021, of course, is about that. And the way I'm phrasing it is letting go, letting feel, and letting in. So grief. We need this year, because so many people died so quickly. You know, even Miss Sarah, her dying was very fast. It was really just over a 2-month period. It was very, very fast. And so, you know, now when I think about it, and it's really about a month, just a little over a month here, it was very fast. So these things have happened very fast to us. And as we're still rolled up in this pandemic, like especially out here in California, LA right now, you know, we're still going through our survival stuff. So we're not really even thinking enough about grief. But I think it's important to understand that we do need to consciously be aware of that, that we need to, on a daily basis, be releasing pain. And it comes out through tears, through angers, through fear. But to really have that consciousness that you've got to let go of what was and can never be again. You know, we only grieve that which we love, yeah, which makes it hard. That's why it's so hard to let go. But I'm adding to this grief not just persons, but ideas, mental constructs, paradigms about how institutions should be running and how they should be working. You know, all of that we need to grieve, because there are some things that are changed, that have changed, are changing, and will never come back. So, again, grief becomes a big focus, a huge theme for 2021. Next, it's about love. And, you know, in Western culture, when we hear love, we go right into a rom-com, right, into romantic love. But I'm talking about that and so much more. I'm talking about just what the power of love, the most powerful force on in the universe, what that is, and how we can, on a daily basis, tap into it by choosing to be emotionally intelligent to those around us, and most importantly, to ourselves, yeah, to ourselves, like being conscious when we're not feeling good, when we're not happy, you know, when we are happy. I know people that be happy and they don't think they're happy. And I'm like, no, honey, this is time to celebrate. It's okay, right? Because, you know, that's what those core wounds do to us. They just turn things around. But we can embrace love again on a daily basis. It's opening up our heart versus shutting it down. And here's the most important piece in this love practice that I'm encouraging you to do. It's about learning how to love unconditionally, interdependently of how somebody else feels about you. Yeah, because this love energy that we can embrace, that we can integrate, that we can really bring into our daily consciousness, it's going to move us into the third focus for 2021 from the water element, which is about reconciliation. Yeah. And reconciling is about moving into compassion and forgiveness to allow others in your life not to give away your pain. This isn't about codependency, okay? But it's about strengthening your existence because you embrace them as your evolutionary teacher. Yeah, yeah. This is about opportunities for you to experience unconditional love, for you to experience yourself being a loving person who does it unconditionally, and to be responsible for your own joy and happiness and decisions, not making somebody or something outside of yourself responsible for that. Yeah, very, very powerful. So again, the elemental focus of water is grief, love, and reconciliation. And, of course, I'll be talking much more about all of them throughout the year. Now, here's a personal challenge. It's a water ritual. And if you want, you can, and you have my book, you can just go into my book or buy my book. And in Chapter 17, I break down the water ritual. But here's one that you can do very quickly, easily, and I believe effortlessly, but will have a really powerful impact if you do it with your whole heart. And it's very simple. You get a glass of water or jar of water, put a little salt in it, and the salt is a mineral. It helps to draw out things, right? And you're going to put it either under your bed or by your bed, because while you sleep for at least 3 nights, whatever barrier there would be to you stepping into grief, love, and reconciliation, that barrier will leave. It will energetically leave so that you can really, really take advantage of the beautiful, loving water energy of 2021. Yeah. So, of course, when you're finished with your 3 days, you take that water and you throw it out in the toilet. Put it down the toilet. Drain it down the toilet. Thank it, you know. And, of course, with those of you who already work with spirituality, you know, put it on your altar before you put it under your bed and, you know, call in the ancestors, all that. And like I said, there's more detailed stuff in my book if you need that as a guidance to help you with that. But blessings on doing your water ritual. I'm doing mine. It's really, really important. So I want to close out my show, as always, by first thanking my wonderful engineer, Miss Yvette Parker, and to the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you for being there for me. I thank you for your condolences and for your loving support. And I really believe that if I needed something, that all I had to do was ask. So thank you, thank you. And again, I couldn't do this work without collaborating with you. So thank you so much. I also want to shout out to all my regular listeners, all of those who have wisdom walk with me, and you know who you are. To my family, my spiritual kin, my transformational leadership colleagues, my medicine brothers and sisters around the world, and those who may be listening or watching for the first time, thank you, thank you, thank you. I couldn't do this without your support. Now, next week, I will continue my annual New Year's message with big breakthroughs from grief, love, and reconciliation. And the book, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, Ancient Wisdom for Transforming Pain. It is still available on Amazon. You can get it on Kindle, Barnes & Noble. Some people are selling it through eBay, which I just find really fun. And there are some other online booksellers that you can get access to it from. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. So have a very healthy and safe water week as we step into this new year and this new age. As always now, continue to wear your mask and your shield if you go into a store. Practice social distancing and safe relating. Avoid perceived safety, science safety. And most important, please remember, you are not disposable. You are divine. Good night now.
Hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.